Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Would you mind sharing your race?
My what?
Your race?
African American.
All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
Wouldn't.
Probably.
Definitely.
Definitely
going to
vote? All right, thank you.
Yep.
Would you mind sharing your age?
How 60.
All right, thank you. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote? 10? All right, thank you. So would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections, are they more important than the previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
More important? Much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted before, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
All right. And would you say you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
All right, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Satisfied? All right, thank you. So, in your opinion, would you say the economic conditions in this country are getting better, getting about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Getting better, all right. So, thinking about the issues facing the country as of right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for your members of Congress to focus on? And would it be combating division and racism, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting abortion rights, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, reducing crime, fighting inflation, lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 public school education, or border security?
I have to pick one. I really can't. It has to be all of them.
Oh, you can pick two if you would like.
Strengthening voter rights and strengthening Medicare.
All right, strengthening Medicare.
Yeah,
all right. Mm-hmm. And you said protecting abortion rights?
Voting rights.
Well, I believe there isn't one that says voting
there
rights.
There wasn't. Okay, then abortion rights.
Wow. Abortion rights? All right, thank you. So
mm-hmm.
now I'd like you to rate
mm-hmm.
your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, where like 100 means that you like them, you have very favorable opinion towards them. A 0 is the opposite, so you don't like them, you have very unfavorable opinions towards them. And a 50 is neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one is Republicans in Congress.
0.
Joe Biden.
Let me say 85.
Hakeem Jeffries.
95.
Tim Scott.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
55.
Cornel West.
5.
Donald Trump.
0.
And Kamala Harris.
Let's see. 70.
70. All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Biden.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. So have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing as of right now?
Yeah.
A lot? Only some or only a little?
A lot.
All right. And from what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration, has this made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
All right. And would you mind sharing what it is that you have read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
Let's see. I really, really, really like the fact that he is the student loan. He's relieving some of these kids from these student loans. I like that.
All right.
So and I like that he's... Mm-hmm. I'm sorry,
oh,
what?
Oh, no, you can continue. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, all right. So just to confirm, you say that you, like, from what you've heard that makes you much more favorable towards him is releasing kids from student loans?
Yes.
All right. Would you want to add to that, or do you want to just stick with that?
We can stick with that.
All right. Thank you. So now for, like, the opposite, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing as of right now?
How can I not? Yes.
All right. So have you heard, like, a lot, some, or only a little bit?
A lot.
All right. A lot. So from what you recently heard from him, or, like, about him, has this made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
All right. So would it be, like, somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Much more.
All right. And would you mind sharing what it is that you have read, seen, or heard about Donald Trump that makes you feel much less favorable towards him?
Just him breathing. Just he's a felon. He's a convicted felon.
All right. His felonies. All right. Thank you. So now I'd like to read you what some others have said that they believe are threats to the African-American community. And if you could tell me which of the following do you believe to be the biggest two threats to the African-American community as of right now. And the list goes, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages, and rising costs.
Lord, how many can I pick? Because all of them.
Yeah, I mean, you can pick two if you would like.
Rising white supremacy and nationalism and lack of job opportunities.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you, like, again, at least the following issues. But this time, if you could please tell me if you either think Biden would do a much better job at dealing with this issue, Biden would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, Trump would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, or if Trump would do a much better job dealing with this issue. And the first one is implementing common sense gun reform that helps keep guns out of the hands of the people who shouldn't have them.
Biden would do a much better job.
Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Biden will do a much better job.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Donald Trump is getting that done.
All right. Oh, but this one, it's more so as in dealing with that issue, not necessarily making that happen.
Dealing with it. Neither one of them.
All right. So would you say maybe Biden would do a somewhat better job, or Trump would do a somewhat better job?
Biden would do a somewhat better job.
All right, thank you. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Biden would do a better job.
Growing the income and increasing... just for the previous one, Biden would do a much better job or a somewhat better job?
Much better.
Thank you. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Biden will do much better.
And securing our borders.
Biden will do much better.
All right. So generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel and Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
Makes no difference.
No difference. All right, thank you. So as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up alleged affairs with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
So since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
That is, I disagree. It's idiotic.
Strongly disagree?
Strongly.
All right, thank you. So how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Daily.
All right, so very often, I would say, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. So now, from which of the following social media sites do you receive most of your information from? And you can choose up to two options if you would like. So is it like maybe mm-hmm. Twitter, or also known as X, Instagram, or TikTok, or YouTube, or Facebook, or some other social media?
I would say TikTok.
All right, thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 90% done with the survey, so I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So now for the last few questions, they're just for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
College.
Would that be like a bachelor's or a postgraduate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes, for a bachelor's?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your marital status?
Mary.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as being either very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Actually, somewhat conservative.
All right. So how often do you attend church or religious services?
A couple times a year.
All right. So would that be like maybe several times a year then, or hardly ever?
Several times a year.
All right. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Some. Was that an option?
So the options are nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none at all.
Hardly any.
All right. So how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. All right, thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were you born outside of the U.S.?
No.
All right. And last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.